This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howardson, joined by wide receiver Josh Cribbs. Josh, thank you for taking time out.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on being named captain for this week's game. Talk about that. What does that mean to you to be named by your teammates the captain?
It's just, you know, I've been a captain before. It's just having a leadership role and exemplifying leadership capabilities on the field.
And Josh, before we look ahead to the Washington Redskins, let's just take some time back to look at the building blocks on the half of the season. On the second half of this season, what are your thoughts on how this team has improved?
I think we have improved tremendously. Our young guys have really gained experience on finishing football games. You look at a lot of games we lost early on in the season, they were lost in the fourth quarter by a touchdown or less. Good football teams show consistency, and that's what we're starting to push through and show more consistency from our younger players.
Three wins back-to-back. You were here in 2009, the last time the team experienced that. What is different from this episode from having three wins back-to-back?
Well, I think, you know, the belief in our players, you know, knowing that we can go out there each week now and win the game. Just, you know, saying is one thing, but actually going through it and living the experience is another, and I think these guys have it, and it's going to be good for them going forward the last three games of the season.
Last week, we got a chance to see you in the Wildcat. How exciting was that for you, knowing that throughout the week you were practicing the formation and there may be a chance that was going to be called?
It was very exciting, you know, just to be back at the helm again, back, you know, behind the center, you know, hopefully more of that. You know, we'll see, you know, this week, but, you know, definitely, you know, a boost up for me and confidence booster, knowing that I still got it.
And also, too, Travis Benjamin, the young buck, 93 yards, breaking a team record. I mean, now all of a sudden, teams are already scheming for Joshua Cribbs. They already know Joshua Cribbs, but now they got a scheme for Travis Benjamin.
Yes, definitely. The young kid has been coming along. You know, I've been giving him tips and pointers here and there, and we schemed up a really good play. Coach did a really good job at, you know, scheming up that play against Kansas City, and Travis has a lot of speed and want to and know-how, and all he did is catch the ball and run behind his blockers. We showed him how to do it. He could do it. He excels greatly, and we're proud of him.
Okay, Josh, looking ahead to the work week, how's practice been as you guys get ready to face the Washington Redskins?
Practice has been great. You know, I'm from Washington, D.C. I'm excited to play against this team. This is our last home game. We're going to try to, you know, do everything we can and possible to, you know, end our home season, end our games, and the last home season, the home game of the year with a win.
You look at this 3-4 defense, what jumps out to you?
I think they run sideline to sideline. You know, they pursue quickly. You know, we're going to try to take advantage of that. They have great talented defensive players. London Fletcher being the leader of that defense. I'm very aware of him. You know, should have been in the Pro Bowl several years. He's been an alternate several years. Finally got in a couple years. But he's been the heart and soul of that defense, leading the team in tackles for years, and that's going to be a force to be reckoned with right there.
All right, Josh, give me the inside scoop, because I know your family members, they bleed orange and brown. And like you said, you grew up a Washington Redskins fan. I mean, how's that going to be for some of your older uncles that are like, Josh, I get it, but hey, it's the Skins.
You know what? I remember I had my first receiving touchdown against the Redskins in D.C., and I had my family, you know, have a Cribs jersey on and a Redskins jersey underneath. So they're cheering for me. They want me to do good, but they don't want our team to win. And I told them before they come here, I said, hey, no Redskins attire in my stadium, in our stadium. You can cheer at your own risk, but no tie, no Redskins attire. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, Josh, good luck to you moving forward, and thank you for giving us some time.
Thank you for having me.
Spread holiday cheer this year and donate to the Cleveland Browns Touchdown for Tots Toy Drive on Sunday, December 16th. Starting at 11 a.m., United States Marines and volunteers from Majestic Steel USA will be on site to collect monetary donations and toys at the gates of Cleveland Browns Stadium.